The Netherlands state-owned train company said on Tuesday it will compensate people whose Jewish relatives were deported on its trains to concentration and extermination camps during World War II. Trains operated by Netherlands Spoorwagen sent more than 100,000 Jews to their deaths in Nazi camps when the Netherlands was under Nazi German occupation. To discuss, Bas Koldholt from the Memorial Centre at Westerbork in the Netherlands. Hello, Bas.
Hi.
Can you just explain to us what happened in Westerbork in the 1940s, first of all?
Westerbork was the central camp for Jews and Gypsies in the Netherlands. So you see that all Sinti and Roma, all Gypsies and all Jews, more than 100,000, like you said, were sent from there, the places where they lived, Amsterdam, Rotterdam, but also smaller places to Westerbork first, and then from Westerbork to Auschwitz, to Sobibor, to those camps in Eastern Europe. And this happened from the summer of 1942 till April 1945, when Westerbork was liberated.
Okay, now previously the train company had donated money to various remembrance projects, but this is the first time it's going to actually pay damages to individual descendants of Holocaust victims. Why is this happening now?
I think this has to do with a couple of reasons. First of all, two and a half years ago in France happened the same thing. The France railway company paid money. And one of the survivors, he himself is a survivor of hiding for the Nazis, called Salo Müller. He said, okay, this is very important for me, and this is a struggle. It took him years and years and years, and this was the point that that France paid money, the French company, that he said, okay, now it's time that also the Dutch railway company, the Nederlandse Spoorwegen, have to pay money. And it's not about the money for him, it's more about the recognition of the fact that they were wrong during the Second World War, and this is the battle he fought in the last couple of years, the last couple of decades, you can say. And of course, this is not the first in line. A couple of months ago, the Red Cross said, okay, we were not also very good during the war in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And they also said, we apologize. So this is the second big company, big organization that says, our role during the war in the Netherlands was not that good. And I think this is a very good symbol, a very good act the NS did in this way. It's recognition for the fact, and it gives peace to some of the survivors who struggle with this problem, with the things that the NS and other companies did during the war.
And do you think this might set a precedent for other companies? I mean, it's happened in France, now the Netherlands, maybe other Dutch companies or other rail companies around Europe. Is there a duty to pay up?
I think the question will be raised. I don't know if these companies will do this, but I think the question will be raised. In the Netherlands, we've got a company called the Heidemai, and this was the company who were responsible for the roads, for example, in rural areas in the Netherlands. And also they had Jews working for them, prisoners working for them. And during the last couple of decades, there were also questions about this, and I think this question will be again raised. You have Philips, of course, the famous company from Eindhoven, and prisoners worked over there, Jewish and other prisoners of war. And again, I think questions will be raised. Okay, the NS paid. Maybe now it's time for you also to do a recognition of the things that you did wrong during the war.
The NS, that's the rail company, isn't it?
NS is the railway company, and they were responsible for the deportations to Westerbork and from Westerbork to the German border.
I was quite surprised to hear, okay, the Nazis ordered the train company to transport these Jewish people, but the Nazis also paid the train company for doing this. How much profit did the train company make from this?
It was estimated, looking at it from the euro standpoint, about 2.5 million euros. And a famous historian called Johannes Houwing ten Katen, a couple of years ago, he estimated it by looking at those payments, and he said 2.5 million euros was made by the NS by deporting those people. And I think there are two things that really hurt for the survivors and their relatives. And the first thing is that a lot of things about the Holocaust in the Netherlands were paid by the Jews themselves. Of course, the Jews had to give away their money in 1942, give away their belongings to the Nazis, and the things that were given away the money was used to let Westerbork functions and let the transports go to Westerbork. And secondly, in September 44, around that time, you see that a lot of trains don't go anymore in the Netherlands. There's a strike, but the only trains, almost the only trains that do go, were the trains deporting the Jews to Westerbork. So the people strike at the NS except for the trains bringing the Jews to Westerbork. So these are two things that hurt a lot, and Jewish survivors say, okay, you strike, but why not in Westerbork? Why not? Mm-hmm. Why bring people to Westerbork at that time?
So, do we know how many descendants will get a payout?
It's very hard to say. Mm. And of course, the organization is with the NS, and at this point in time, I don't think they have made a decision on this yet. And you can do it symbolically by giving everybody the same kind of amount of money, or you can choose the other way by doing historical research and say, okay, your family went with that amount of people from Amsterdam to Westerbork, and calculate this. But again, I don't know what the idea is of the NS how to do this.
Okay, well, very sobering speaking with you. That's Bas Courtholt from the Memorial Centre at Westerbork in the Netherlands. Thank you for coming on Inside Europe.
You're welcome.
And coming up, we're going to stay in the Netherlands. We've got another report coming up about Black Pete. I'm Keith Walker in Bonn, Germany. You're listening to Inside Europe.